We've omitted the recordings of students doing the exercise of modeling a specific presented limiting belief, and then designing specific sleight-of-mouth interventions to solve those problems. You're about to hear the work done and the results achieved by the first group.
This took a lot of unpacking and resorting. It did not start off completely obvious, but what we came up with at the beginning was, if you had more value out of the bargain, or out of the relationship, you would not have to work so hard to appease him, and then
your boss.
The boss. Okay. He is the boss, her boss. Okay. And then you could relax a little bit, and that would mean that you had relaxation. Okay. Then this comes back to, you wouldn't have to work so hard to appease him, you would be less vulnerable and more confident. So this was the first section. And then we had a three-part level here. If you're vulnerable, and if the boss asks you to do something professionally, and it's not Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., then to some degree it will get done pretty much under any conditions. And then she will tick off the list and have a small feeling of success. All right? Okay. If to some degree it gets done...
Just a quick comment. Tick off the list would actually be a result. The feeling would be the meaning.
Okay. The feeling is the small measure of success.
Exactly.
If to some degree it gets done, then he throws more at her. And by doing this, the boss manipulates her.
To me, that is undesirable manipulation.
Right. She is then vulnerable to being manipulated by having more and more things.
Vulnerability, manipulation. I generally go for the emotional nominalizations, the simple words for meaning. Keep going.
Very good.
It's great.
And she has her own things to do, and she needs the job, and he knows she needs the job.
Perfect.
And so there is delay or stress in the completion of tasks, and he holds the fact that she needs the job over her head, which equals more frustration, vulnerability, and increased manipulation. So there is the path.
Who is this guy? All right, so this is a problem. Her boss manipulates her. She knows it. And she has bad feelings about that manipulation. Okay. So, some proposed sleight-of-mouth patterns to see if we can change her mind a bit.
So we tried a lot of different things, a lot of different points. And one of the ones that seemed to really work, that we got the therapeutic traction, was here at consequence. The longer you continue down this path, the more closed it gets. And included with that, what's not written here, is that her children will be affected.
Ooh.
And they will be both modeling this and taking this on as their identity, and they will also just suffer because she's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
Where does that go exactly?
That would end up being...
Yeah.
Our response to this state
right
here, how to break this. We then said, if change would be possible, there was a change metaphor. When you transplant a plant, you take some of the prior soil, some of the original soil, and mix it with some of the new soil. So it's possible to have a growth model of change, not a sudden shock model of change, but like a plant that's being moved to new circumstances. We redefined it. It's not a matter of getting it done, but when you decide and to the degree that you determine. So the idea of completing the task could be redefined as she has more control over the completion. And then the big bomb here that was dropped by John was the apply to self. How would you feel if you manipulated him to manipulate you? In the sense, giving him a sense of power, or what he liked out of the relationship was the belief that he was manipulating, but if she could, in the background, alter the dynamic in such a way that he retained the sense of being in control, but she was actually in control. So those were our four big...
Which she liked a lot.
Four big pieces to get some movement there. Okay?
To take this a little bit further, I would suggest that we pull up a certain slight amount of patterns for an alternative belief for each of the belief structures that's listed there. That would be the next step. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well done. Give me a hand. Lots. Lovely.